We can move on to another subject which haunts us almost every week during the summer. We talk about this, and we're starting a little bit early, but we've got a kind of interesting element to discuss and to add to it here. But we're talking about green waste, because again, driving to the studio, it was on Monday again, I saw a number of piles of green waste on the street, and I was thinking to myself, oh, here we go, it's starting again. But this week we've had a rather interesting story, because a member of the public, a resident of the Oro Costa, has observed somebody who she believed to be of a commercial nature dumping green waste basically on a doorstep, a huge amount of green waste piled up in a back trailer. Now, this person took photographs and contacted the town hall of an afternoon, a town hall staff, Heike, the international residence representative, and within a day, things happened. Now, tell us what's gone on.
Yes, I have received this photo as well, and I have seen the answer from Heike, and that Heike has forwarded it to the police. I've seen that yesterday morning. I don't know if it's a commercial thing. I do suppose so. But very clearly, you can see the car, you can see the plate number, you can see the person on the trailer dumping quite a huge amount of green waste on a public street. So I have contacted the police myself to say that I stay behind this, and that I insist on the fact that procedure against this car owner has to be started, so that a fine is issued, etc. I think I want to say thank you to the person who took the picture and forwarded this. This person also has said that she would be willing to declare if it's necessary. And I think that is the kind of really cooperation that we need. Well, on one side, of course, cooperation to not put the green waste out without calling the town hall, keep it in limits, etc., etc. But also to give a stop to those illegal gardeners and companies who just come along from I don't know where, maybe even from the Orihuela municipality, but I know that some do even come from Torrevieja or so, and just dump something along the street. Because once a few of them have paid severe fines, that will certainly stop, because they will take care in the future.
Yeah.
I think also if you call a gardener, you should ask them where do they put their green stuff, and find out. Well, of course, you cannot be sure if it's the truth what they tell you. But I think if you pay a proper amount to a gardener and you get a bill for it, etc., they also certainly do behave in a proper way. At least that's what I hope.
Okay, and yeah, you wouldn't necessarily want to pay for what you consider to be a premier service, somebody to do the work for you, and for them to cut corners. So it's only natural that you should ask, what are your procedures for disposal?
Yeah, well, a few weeks ago, a Spanish person came to see us because he received a fine, and he told us that he had in charge the gardener and that he will now go after this gardener because it's the gardener who is supposed to pay the fine.
Right.
And I was quite pleased to read that and to see that, because everybody should behave a little bit differently. I also had a phone call from a citizen who said that he lives in Montesena, has a big plot, and I know we do not really pay a lot for the elimination of the garden waste. Well, the citizen, on our water bill, and some of us maybe not at all if you look on your water bill. And he was saying that he only comes twice a year and then creates a huge amount of whatever he has in his garden, and that if he's only allowed to put out 1,000 litre, he cannot manage during this holiday, etc. And what should he do? I said, very simple, get a container, get a container and pay it. I mean, the other complaint from a citizen was that we have this little leaflet which shows the schedules, and it says this area the lorry comes Monday, Tuesday, in the other area Wednesday, Thursday, etc. But that in fact, based on what this citizen was saying, they come whenever they want. That's not true. They come where we do send them. And now let's say an illegal dumping takes place in your street, so a very big one, which happens very often, and then you call the town hall. What should we then say? We should say, well, your day was the Tuesday, but now it's Wednesday. We leave it there until next week so that the lorry comes with his normal schedule. That is not possible, because you would like to get rid of it immediately. So then the schedule is changed. If it's a very high amount, then more time has to be invested, and of course other places cannot be collected. So this also creates an organization problem, because we do not have several of these crane lorries sitting in a corner waiting for some phone calls. Mm-hmm. I think we only have two of them, and they are absolutely occupied.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so I hope that things get better in the future.
Presumably, we said before, if somebody has got some green waste and sees a big pile of it dumped on the street, then they immediately kind of think, oh, well, I can put mine there.
Yes, there
and
we
it
go.
Grows out of control. But similarly, the hope is once one or two of these people start to get fined, then the same will happen. People will start to think, hang on a minute, if I dump my waste there, I'll get fined, so I'll take it elsewhere.
Of course, months ago, fines have been issued, and so they are taking their procedure now. As we know, it's all very slow. And unfortunately, of course, also some private people who maybe only had in hand one bag of green waste,
yeah,
they were catched, but they were catched near a big pile, as you say, adding theirs, and all of a sudden they get the whole responsibility for it. So that is something to take and keep in mind as well. Of course, it upsets me too to say, well, Mr. Smith and Mr. Jones or whoever, he really maybe only had two bags and now he has to pay a fine because, etc. But we cannot make any difference to that,
yeah,
because that is the way it goes. When you or you try to be severe and put out fines, but then if the police catches one, they have to act. They cannot just close their eyes and say, well, this one looks more sympathetic to me, or mm-hmm, this one didn't have so much, and so we will not make any paperwork, yeah, about it. It should be the same for, okay, everybody.
And I suppose the thing with this particular case is we're intentionally not naming the person, because I've not actually checked whether she's prepared to be named or not. And if she is prepared, then we'll mention it afterwards. But the fact is, this is a resident of the Orella Costa who, rather than just sitting back and maybe going down the pub and going, oh, this town hall are rubbish, they never collect the garden waste, rather than doing that, this person has taken action herself and taken the photographs, contacted the town hall, and had a result very quickly. And it just shows that everybody can be responsible. And although we wouldn't want to put anybody in danger, if people do take a little bit of step to say, you know what, this is where I live, stop dumping your rubbish on my doorstep, then the town hall will react and will deal with it.
Yes, of course, we do not expect that you walk out of your property and start to fight with whatever gardener is there dumping something, because you could have some very negative, or you certainly will have some very negative reactions. But this, what has been done, saying, okay, here is a photograph, you can see what happens, you can see the plate number, the car type, and that this person also said, well, if necessary, I will, on top of this, declare that I made the picture at what time, etc., is really a step forward.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.